Thank you for that very honest answer.
I think the flip side of that is one of the most important issues, at least as I look at it from the outside in this disease, which is, to me, it looks like prostate cancer does not get people on trials the way other tumors get people on trials. I mean, obviously, the amount of data available is tremendously different. And, you know, why is it? Why are men...
dollars and cents.
Maybe.
Can you elaborate?
For the majority. I think that, you know, if you ask a private practitioner to refer a patient in where they're going to lose the revenue for that, it's a cost thing. And they have no economic compensation for them. They're not part of the trial. They have to refer them to a center where the patient will get enrolled. So whether it's a surgery or a radiation or whether it's a cryo trial, they're not going to do the seeds and they're not going to do the surgery or they're not going to do the radiation and they're not going to get the dollars.
I still see trials not accruing where that's not an issue, where the doc doesn't need to lose the patient. I want to know why. The one thing I observe is the disenfranchisement of the medical oncologists in prostate cancer compared to every other cancer. I don't know if that's the explanation. I just see it as a very big difference. Steve?
Well, I'm wondering with that. I think part of the problem is if you have small group urologists, single practitioners, it's difficult for them to get into the clinical trial mechanism. They will have to refer the patient. But in the community, we're seeing more and more of these super groups, the 50-person urologist group, and that they are doing clinical trials. When we saw PCPT had phenomenal support from the community out there. So I think in the future going forward, hopefully, that will not be as much of an issue.
See, I agree that's a business decision also, because the private people realize that by getting them enrolled in drug trials, they can make a lot of money, and they don't lose the patient. So it's not the same as these local therapy treatments.
But the intergroup mechanism is such that almost anyone can be a member in some way, almost any clinician. I mean, I don't understand that argument, because
the
isn't
SWOG
it true?
Trial, the bladder SWOG trial was a prime example. That P53 trial, that it was expensive, it was hard to, you know, the people just didn't support it because it wasn't well funded. We were on it, and we would try and get patients on. They'd all be random. Or once it came to randomized, after they found out their status, they go, ah, no. But the other factor was it cost a lot of money, and most of the intergroup trials are underfunded.
But it wasn't because clinicians had to refer their patients to someone who was involved in the trial and would lose the patient.
No, but the local treatments are. You can't give radiotherapy at your center. It'd have to be done at a center where it's standardized. And if it's a cryo thing, you know, most people aren't doing it, so they're going to have to send the patient. If it's a seed therapy, you know, with or without something, they're not going to be able to do the seed. So I think they're going to lose a lot of patients. And my experience from talking to small groups around the country is there's just a tremendous bias. They're going to do their local therapy. Yeah, someone will do a study, but they're not going to refer.
Dave?
It's a very complex question. I mean, the PCPT trial was easy. It was an easy drug, it was randomization. Select is the same, selenium and vitamin E. RTOG can put tons of people on trial. Why? Because they have radiation in both arms. I'm not criticizing that. I think they're asking different questions, and they've done things, or they had hormones. When you start, like our MVAC bladder cancer trial was one that looked at chemotherapy before cystectomy, and urologists wanted to do cystectomy. So it took us 10 years to get that trial done. The P53 trial was doomed, but for a number of reasons, but it was a super select. So a lot on how you do trials, if you're answering a very simple question, not surgery versus radiation, but something that people buy into and do. And a lot of the things that urologists just don't buy into, a lot of the things that we're doing, and just like the SWOG 9921 trial and Mario's trial, like taking a guy, I've just done a radical, and you want me to give this guy chemotherapy? Are you kidding me? This doesn't happen. So designing trials has a lot to do with how simple they are and basic question and something that you have to do tough trials.
That's right.
But they take longer and they take a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask patients, what's the biggest barrier? It's the question. What is the question you're trying to ask? Is it important? Is there something unique about the study? And can you do it? And I agree with you.
Well,
doing,
I heard
massive randomizations where the trials are so radically different is extremely hard to do.